The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Avodah Zarah, Dav Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And this is Negei Kablonis. This is something that's very, very relevant, very Negei Lamaisa, about hiring, having Goyim work on Shabbos. We'll do this in two parts. We'll do part one on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we'll do Mitzvah Shem on Dav Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We'll do another part. So we have Shittas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is that a person is not allowed to rent a merchetz to a goy, because it's nikra al shemoy, which means that people know that the merchetz is, the bathhouse is owned by a yid, and the goy is going to, if he rents the merchetz to the goy, the bathhouse to the goy, the gentile will work on Shabbos, and people will think that the Yiddish bathhouse is open on Shabbos, and the workers are shluchim of Yisrael, and mail it's osrael, it's marasayim. But if a person has a field, and he has Gentile workers that are working ba'arisus, which means they're shearcroppers, they get a percentage of their work, people know that the derech is that they hire, in the field, you hire the Gentiles with an arisus agreement. They're kind of self-employed, they make their own schedule because they make their own percentage. So then there's no marasayim. People know that the Gentiles are not shluchim, are not agents of the Yisrael. They're working to make their own money, and the Yisrael also makes, but the Gentiles are not directly an agent of a goy, and male death permitted. That's what the Gemara says, and Daf Chof Aleph, on the basis of Shimon Gamliel, which is how we pass it. Now, this is Benegea renting, and also Benegea Arisus. Arisus, like we said, is sharecroppers. A person is getting a percentage. Now, what about a Kablan? So, and that we find in the Rishonim. So, just as a hakdama, an introduction, a kablan is someone who's getting paid a set amount to do a job. And he's not being paid for his time, he's being paid for the results. So for example, and nowadays, if someone would hire a shipping company, let's say UPS or FedEx, and he wants them to ship a package, there's a set amount, how much it will cost to ship that package from point A to point B. And those rates are regardless of the time that it takes to ship it or the conditions. If there's going to be weather conditions and it'll make it harder for them to ship it and it'll take longer, or if there's traffic, roads closed, no matter how easy or hard it is to ship that package, the rate was the same. So they're getting paid for the results, namely to deliver the package to the destination. And that's called a kablan. Now, Me'ikra Adin, a Kablan, if you go through the Halachas in Reish Nun Dalet, in Reish Nun Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim, we'll see, and this is also, you know, learned out from the Rishonim over here, that we'll see that a Kablan is mutter, is allowed to work on Shabbos. And the reason why they're allowed to work on Shabbos is because they're considered, the definition of a Kablan, he's an independent contractor. He's really working, he has his own project that he has to finish, and then he gets paid. He's not hired. He's not viewed as an agent of Yisrael. He's kind of a self-agent. He's an independent contractor. That's the definition. He's independent. He works for himself. He gets paid for completing the job. So, Me'ikra Adin, a Kablan is allowed to work on Shabbos. For that reason, the person on Thursday sends a package, even if it'll get to the recipient on Monday and they'll work over Shabbos, there's no, and the carrier, the freight carrier might actually work on Shabbos. It's irrelevant because he's not working, he's not being paid for his time, he's being paid to complete a job. And the same would go, let's say, for a cleaner, that's the case of Shulchan Aruch. You give in a shirt to a cleaner on Thursday, you pick it up on Monday, it's irrelevant if the job was done on Shabbos or Friday or Sunday, as long as he's being paid to clean the shirt a set amount, and it's irrelevant of how hard or easy it is to clean that shirt, the shirt has to arrive back clean, which means he's being paid for a job complete. He's a Kablan. A Kablan is allowed to work on Shabbos. So, we look in Tosfos, it's a very masculine Arisa, and Rabbeinu Tam says that if Arisa is mutter, so also Kablanus is mutter. And therefore, a person is allowed to hire a contractor to build a house on build a house, and even though the contract will work on Shabbos, since he's a contractor, he's paid a set amount to build a house. He's not working per hour, he's not working per day, he's not working per his time. It's a payment that is due when the job is complete, the house is complete, so he's a kavlan. A kavlan is allowed to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the halacha of the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ri in Tosfos is chaylik, and we passing like the Ri. And the Ri says no. Even though Me'ikra Adin, a kavlan, is allowed to work on Shabbos, but that's only a melechis tzina. It's only if it's not done with a hesed that people see the kavlan working on Shabbos. But if someone's building a house, and people know that the Yid owns the property, so people know that the house is being built on behalf, the Gentile is building on behalf of the Yid, so even though he's a kavlan, it's also because of Marasayim. It's Marasayim means people will think that the fellow is not being a kavlan. They'll think he's paid per hour. They think he was mitzvah to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, the halacha is, it's forbidden to do meleches befahesya, which is meleches mechuber. Well, actually, there's two things, but we're talking about specifically meleches mechuber. Meleches mechuber means work that entails building, construction. It's things connected to the ground that people will see. So meleches befahesya, work that's done in the open and people will see it, like Melechus Mechuber, there's an Issa of Marasayan, and a person is not allowed to allow such work to go on Shabbos. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Simon Reishman Dalet, that halacha of Melechus Mechuber being Aser is only if there are Yidden around, which means it's only Aser if it's within Teicha Tchum, the tchum of how far a yid could work, or could walk on Shabbos, if it's teichat tchum of yidden. If a person's building somewhere far out where there's no yidden, and so it's chutz l'tchum, so then there's no problem of marasayin, because marasayin means that yidden will think that, will come to make a mistake and think that a schiyam is permitted. But if there's no yidden around, and no yidden could get there because they're not within the tchum on Shabbos, so then the halacha is there's no problem with building on Shabbos as long as the agreement is made correctly that it's a kabbalah. He's being paid to do the job. Now, there's a question that people sometimes ask that what would be the halacha bismanenu when, unfortunately, there are non-religious Jews who very well might access this, might see this construction site. And is there a chashash of marasayin? For example, on Chol HaMoed, a person also can't do kablonis, but the difference is, as we see, Tosfos brings, before in the Sugya Moed Katan, that on Chol HaMoed it's even more chomer than Shabbos, since Yidden can travel on Chol HaMoed, so there's no such thing as Teichat Tchum and Chutz Tchum. You have to be choshed that a Yid will see the construction, and then there'll be a problem with Marasayin. And for that reason, construction kablonis, Melechs Mechuber, meaning construction on Chol HaMoed, is even more chamer than Shabbos. Shabbos is going to be mutter chutz l'tchum, but Chol HaMoed is going to be also chutz l'tchum because there's no such thing as tchum. People from Yidden can travel. Now, what's the halacha if there's going to be fry Yidden who will see it? Do you have to be choshish from Marasayin? And if you do have to be choshish, then even if there are no fry Yidden around, since they don't keep the halachas of tchum, then it'll be the same thing as Chol HaMoed, that a person is not allowed to build, because even if there's no Fry Yidden in the immediate area, Fry Yidden can travel. And just like a Chol HaMoed, it's going to be usher to do kablonis from Lechus Mechuber construction, because there's a Marasayin that Yidden will see. If the halacha of Marasayin applies to Fry Yidden, then it'll be the same thing. So I heard from Flynn Miller, and it's really pashta the raya, that the Isser of Marasayin only applies to Frum Yidden, not to Fry Yidden. And the Raya is really a very simple Raya, because if you go through the Poiskim, the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Rav, they bring the halacha of Teichat Chum, Chutz L'Tchum, meaning Chutz L'Tchum is Mutter on Shabbos, Teichat Chum is Aser. Now, if with the influx of Fry Yidden, those halachas would have changed, then even in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, unfortunately, in Europe, there were many Fry Yidden. And same for the Aruch Shulchan, same for the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So, maybe not Shulchan Aruch Rav, but so, because of that, if the fact that the Fry Yidden would change the halacha, then that halacha would have had to have been updated. And from the fact that we don't find that, we find that they paskin that chutz l'tchum is mutter, even though there was an influx of Fry Yidden, that would be a mefurish haraya, that would be no problem of marasayin with a Fry Yid. For whatever reason, that's a different shmuz why it's like that. So, la halacha l'maisa, a person if there's yidden teichat chum within the tchum of the construction site, then it seems in Shulchan Aruch, from Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Daled, that you cannot, even though it's a contractor and it's bekablonis, you can't allow them to do the work on Shabbos. Now there's a question: what happens bismanenu when the derech is only to do a bekablonis? The reason why, like the same way we see in the Gemara, the reason why a field hiring goyim ba'arisis is different than a merchitz, is because the aris by a sodeh, by a field, the derech was to hire ba'arisis. Now, what about bismanenu in our days when the derech of construction is only to be bekablonis? People don't hire just day laborers to build their house; they hire a contractor. The contractor gives a set price on the house per square foot, however they do it, but there's a set price, and you're not paid for per time. You don't have schir yoim working. You have a contractor. The contractor hires schir yoim, but that's not working for you. The whole way it's structured by construction is you hire a contractor. So the question is, can a person hire a Gentile contractor, or even a Gentile contractor, and allow them to work on Shabbos bismanenu, since what's the chshash marasayin that people think it's pschir yoyim? In our days, there is no chshash of pschir yoyim. People, by construction, building, and therefore by building houses, for sure, building new houses. So it should blab like Oris. It should have the same din as our Gemara of Oris, that the Gemara says Arisus is mutter because people know that the derech is barisus. People should know the derech is bekablonis. So this discussion is taken up by the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Mem Daled Bir Maskul Oy. And the Bir Halacha is a long Bir Halacha, and there's many different shittas and many different stadim. But the main point he makes is he makes a machlokes rishonim about this nekuda. And the machlokes rishonim depends on what exactly the marasayin is. If the marasayin is that people will think that the workers are not schiriyim, are not kablonim, the workers are schiriyim, then you're right. If bismanenu, people don't hire construction to be done as day laborers, they hire it as a general contractor, but kablonis they pay for the finished job. So then, there should be no marasayin. But the Bir Halacha brings from the Ran. And the Ran, the Bir Halacha's Medayik learns that the reason, the marasayin, what exactly are we concerned about? We're concerned that people, people don't understand the fine difference, which is not, it's not clear, Batsim, what exactly is the difference between a schiyim and a kablon. It's not for this discussion, but it's not easy to understand sometimes what exactly is the difference. So they'll think that if, even though they know it is a kablon, the marasayin is, they'll think, if kablonis is mutter, so then so too schiyim is mutter. Even the Al Gemara is mavor that when it's known that the arisim, it's mutter. That's because arisim, they're getting a percentage, so it's really different. But by kablonim, they're getting paid, and schiyim's getting paid. So they don't see the difference. Why should a kablon be considered that the guy is working for himself? But if the guy's being paid for his time, a day laborer, he's not working for himself. He's working for the yid. So lefi the Ran, that they don't understand the difference. So even bismanenu says the Bir Halacha, that the derech is to be done by kablonis. There should be no difference, and it should be forbidden to have meleches befahesya, like meleches mechuber, construction work being done on Shabbos. If people will know that it's a Yiddish work site, a Yiddish owned house, they know, and they, even if they know that the kablonim, because bismanenu, they're all kablonim, they'll think, if a kablon could work on Shabbos, then I could hire anybody on Shabbos. I could hire a day laborer to work on Shabbos, and from that will come a kilkel. So from there, the Bir Halacha says it's a mechalek to b'shainim, and Mele he ends with this these two stadim, and Mele he says there's an in to be machmer, and the Reb Moshe discusses this in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Hey, and Reb Moshe really takes issue with the reasoning of the Bir Halacha, and he says it's a pella what the Bir Halacha writes, because at worst it's a sabak derabanan and should be lekula. And besides that, he says, Ruba Kakula of the Paiskam Amavur, not like the Ran. Ruba Kakula of the Rishonim Amavur, that the reason is not like the Ran. The reason is that a person will think that the Kabbalah is a Schayim, but if there's no Chash at the Kabbalah, that the worker is Schayim, the worker is known to be a Kabbalah, it will be Mutter. But Mele, he does not agree with the reasoning of the Bir Halacha. But, with that said, the Rav Moshe does say that Bismanenu, a person, it would come out of Chilul Hashem if someone would build on Shabbos. because Tamazoi in America there was a zilzal on Shabbos, and Ramele Rav Moshe writes that a person bismanenu should lemaisa be machmir to not build on Shabbos, even though miikar hadin, if you go through the sugya, there's a svar to be mekel, but bismanenu people do not build on Shabbos, and Tamazoi there's a kilkel in these inyonim for Shabbos. And Mela, he says that it would not come out a good result. It wouldn't be good if someone would build on Shabbos. Mela says that halacha lemaisa, a person should not build on Shabbos, even though it's bekablonis, if it's teich tchum of yidden, because it'll come out of kilkel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.